Mike, first off, talk a bit about the whole process of the ag research system and the ag research farms that the university has.
Okay, thanks, Bob. There's a dozen sites across the state that are operated by the College of Ag and Life Sciences out of UW-Madison. They're located in different soil types, different climate types, from as far north as Spooner and Rhinelander to Lancaster to Door County Peninsula with Sturgeon Bay Peninsular Research Station.
And obviously dairy is a big part of what you do here and at Arlington. How are the two intertwined?
Back in the late 90s, they proposed an integrated dairy facilities for UW-Madison where it would be one herd, larger so that more studies could be done, kind of the power in numbers of having enough animals of a certain age group to do studies with. So they have the main dairy herd with 425 milking cows at Arlington. All the heifers were raised in Marshfield, and we currently have about 550 heifers here. And then they also have the campus dairy, which is used for intensive research and teaching.
All right, now, what are some of the projects that are being, the research that's being done on the animals here?
In terms of Marshfield, there's some of the general breeding work. There's also some feeding studies with eastern gamma grass, which is a new forage we're looking at in Wisconsin for heifer feed. There's also some phosphorus, different mineral work going on as well.
The facilities obviously are a nice step up from compared to what it was on the east side here. The freestall setups, I mean, this is really the dairying of the future.
It's a very nice operation. At the old farm, we had 60 cows and 60 heifers, and it was hard to get enough animals of any certain age to do a study at one time. We'd have to stagger them through, do five or eight at a time, and studies would take a long time to do. Where here, we can get enough animals to do all the replications at one time. So it's really nice to do that. We've done a lot of research in these facilities since they were opened.
Now, what about how are things going at Arlington?
Arlington is going pretty good too. Right now they're actually remodeling the campus dairy, which was the third part of the integrated dairy project. Marshfield was the first phase, the dairy barns in 2008 at Arlington were the second phase, and now finally the campus is getting remodeled. So by the end of the year, we should have all state-of-the-art dairy facilities for doing research in Wisconsin.
And how many cows on in the herd at Arlington right now?
It's about four, well, they're actually a little higher because they have the campus ones there, so they're milking just under 500, and they have about 100 calves there.
How important is this in the overall work of the College of Ag and Life Sciences?
Well, the animal research is a big part of the Wisconsin economy, and so hence it's the research on animals, especially the cows, is a big part of the college's mission as well.
How do you determine this is what we're going to study, this is what our next study is going to be at with the dairy herd?
Well, essentially, we're here to serve the scientists, the professors on campus. So it depends what the industry is telling them they want, where the grant money essentially is available for what's driving the direction of the research.
Now, obviously, all the upgrades, once they're completed, where to from there for the stations?
Well, I guess we never can sit on where we're at. There's always more that we can do. Even though we have great barns, there's still some of the support. We don't have a shed to keep all our equipment in. We're working on an office facility here to get funding for that. So there's always further we can go.